Trish Dickerson joins me on the telephone. Her husband, Woody Dickerson, has been missing since October 7th when the Delaware State Police put out a gold alert. So it's almost 3 weeks, still no word. Trish, good morning. Welcome to our program. You're looking for more publicity. Can you tell us what happened, what was going on with your husband around October 7th when he left?
He suffers severe depression and anxiety. It was a normal morning on the morning of October 7th. I get up very early in the morning to go to work. We said our goodbyes, our I love yous, and I came home that afternoon, and his truck wasn't home, which is very, very unusual. I did end up finding a note that basically said he was leaving. It was his last finale, that he just couldn't take life anymore, and that he hoped wherever he went that he would be able to look down on me and continue to guide me and protect me. And I just have great concern. This isn't something that he's done. And with his severe depression and anxiety, there's true concern for his well-being.
Obviously, I think you took that as some sort of a suicidal note.
Yes, I did.
They found his truck. First of all, where in what area is the home, and then where did was the truck found?
I found his truck on a road in Milton near a family member. The family member was not aware that the truck was there. It was found. I found it about 7:30, 7:45 on the morning of Friday, October the 8th. There's been no search of that area or anything like that. DSP said last night that they are hoping to do a search of that area soon, but my concern is it's been 3 weeks since the truck was found in that area. I would have loved to have seen a search a lot sooner than now.
Trish, how did you find the truck?
I was going, I was headed north to an appointment I had off that day, and I just happened to look over at the relative's house, and the truck was sitting in the front yard.
In the front yard of the relative's house?
Yes.
What did the relative say about the truck being in their front yard?
They had no idea because it was still somewhat early in the morning, and she gets up and goes to work early as well. So she was getting ready for work. So we both, you know, went out and took a look at the truck, and it was hard to tell if it had been there overnight or if he had just left it there. It was a little chilly, so there was should have been dew on the vehicle that night. There was a little bit of dew, but if it had been there all night, it probably would have had more dew on the vehicle.
Do you have any suspicion as to why he would have driven there?
I don't, only except that he is an outdoors person, and he is a survivor, so he could survive in the woods if, you know, that's what he wanted to do, or if he was choosing to take his life, to do it somewhere where we would find him.
How old is your husband?
He is 46.
How long have you been together and married?
2 years.
How many?
6.
Okay. There was a little blurb on the phone, so I didn't hear 6 years. So, well, this is very concerning. And what is it you want to say about your concerns about the police? You feel they're not doing enough?
I don't feel they're being aggressive enough. We're 3 weeks into this, and I get that they're busy and they probably have worse case than my husband's. And you find a note, you find the vehicle, and they didn't look at the vehicle or anything like that when I found it. They didn't search the area, the wooded area, which is very close to where I found the truck. They didn't search that, and they're waiting until now to do that. That just raises a huge concern to me.
This is morbid, but have you considered someone with one of those search dogs, a cadaver dog or something, to maybe privately look around that area?
Yes. I'm in the process of reaching out. I was given a name last evening of someone that possibly has a search dog. So I'm in the process of reaching out to them to see if they would be willing and able to help with the process.
You got to be going through. I can't imagine the emotion you're going through. I just can't imagine. after a note like it's that tough. In this situation, I don't know what you're imagining or what kind of thoughts are going through your head.
Yeah, it's definitely very tough. I go to work every day to try to keep some sanity. Of course, I have my moments, and there's days that I just do nothing but cry. But with my faith, I'm just keep praying every day that, you know, we're going to bring him home safe and get him the help that he needs.
He's 46. He was last seen wearing, according to your letter, blue jeans, a black Nike t-shirt, black Nike sunglasses, and had a black hooded zip-up sweat jacket. Did he take his cell phone with him?
He does not have a cell phone, something he never used, so didn't want to spend the money to have it, so he does not have a cell phone.
Did he take any of his medications with him?
No, he did not.
Had he been changed, did he change medications or anything recently for the severe depression and anxiety?
Honestly, he had not. He didn't have insurance, so he was struggling with being able to go to a provider and get the appropriate medications, and that was something we were fighting for, was to get a provider or get some type of insurance. But I'm a nurse, so it's very difficult to get him state assistance or get the insurance market. They don't just base it on his income. They base it on mine, too. So he didn't qualify for any assistance. That's why I said I feel like the state failed him, because you have somebody with significant mental health issues, and he can't get the help that he needs. And I'm hoping that, you know, I can advocate for him, and this doesn't happen to somebody else.
What a tough time. Well, is there anything else? I was able to find the Delaware State Police gold alert that was issued nearly 3 weeks ago. I can use that photo and your description and put the word out, because one of the things you wrote to me was you're just trying to get the story out there.
Yes. Because the gold alert needs to be updated. It still says that he's in his maroon F-150 pickup truck. He is not. So a lot of people are still looking for him in his pickup, and he's possibly on foot at this point in time. So, you know, when you tell somebody to look for a pickup, that's what they're looking for. And I'm still getting a lot of calls about him being in his pickup. I have his pickup. It's at our house. He's possibly on foot.
Did he own a weapon? Did he have a weapon at all, a gun or anything?
No, he did not have anything with him. Any weapons or anything are in my possession.
Do you, where is this woods? Where are the woods? Can you tell us near what road his truck was found on or anything?
Near Reynolds Road and Route 5. There's a woods in between there.
Reynolds Road, near Reynolds Road and Route 5?
Yes.
The woods in between there.
Yes. There's a little dirt road that goes back into the woods.
Have you been back there?
I have not personally been back in the woods. There's some trailers and stuff, and it's a really thick and deep woods. And I was trying to be respectful to the state police and not, you know, I don't know what their process and procedures are, but I'm in the process of getting people and going to do my own search.
Okay. Well, please stay in touch. I'm more than happy to help publicize anything that you need publicized as we talk about this. This is Trish Dickerson speaking of her husband, Woodrow Woody Dickerson III. So sorry to hear that. We'll do our best to get the word out, and I think you've done a lot today. It's not easy to talk about this, and I thank you for coming to the radio.
Thank you very much, Dan.